Hi, Marina.
Oh, hi, Carl. Did you watch that program about robots last night?
Robots?
Yes, it was all about robots in the hospitality industry. You know, in hotels and restaurants, but also in hospitals and in care homes where they look after old people.
I didn't see it, but it sounds interesting.
It was. They interviewed some scientists who've developed a robot that can serve food in restaurants. They're already using these robots in some restaurants in countries like China, India, and Australia.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, the robots can bring food to the table, but they can't answer any questions.
So you still need human waiters?
Yes, at the moment. But the robots attract customers because they are new and funny. And some of them are like toys, so customers think they are really entertaining. People actually go to the restaurants just to see the robots.
It sounds fun.
Yeah, actually, there will be robots doing lots of jobs soon, especially jobs in hospitals and care homes for old people.
Really? Doing what?
Well, there are already robots working in hospitals, carrying food or medicines all over the hospital, so nurses and other staff don't have to do it.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they use them a lot in Japanese hospitals. They are like driverless cars, actually. You put medicine, equipment, or even food inside the robot, which then takes it up in the lift, down corridors, all the way to the patient or the nurses or doctors who need it. People used to do these jobs, but now robots do them.
So it will save money and people will lose their jobs.
Maybe, but it will mean that people can do other jobs, like taking care of patients instead of running around the hospital getting medicines.
Yeah, that's true.
Robots are also becoming quite common in care homes. Again, in Japan, they are using robots to look after old people, to help lift them, and to help them to remember to take their medicines. People love them.
Actually, I saw a program about robot pets in care homes. They had a robot dog, and it was so lifelike, so real, that the old people were touching it and playing with it as if it was a real dog. It made them so happy.
Yes, I've heard about robot pets. They're a great idea.
Still, it's quite strange, really. I mean, I'm not sure I want to end up as an old man in a care home with a robot dog.
That's the future, though. Robots will certainly be looking after old people, doing most of the heavy work. And hopefully, it will mean that there will be more time for human helpers to talk to patients and to old people.